So I'm driving back from the comic book shop right now, and I'm stuck in traffic, which is a sensation I'm not used to anymore. And just like a self-employed twit, I've lost track of time. And now I'm stuck in real people problems, like traffic, because I wasn't paying attention. Everyone in the real world knows not to be on the road at 5:49 in the evening, but because I lost track of time, I went to run an errand and lost track that there's a real world going on around me. So I'm stuck here in traffic and trying to get back to my house. And my brain is racing as I'm captive here about everything I need to do and a new project I want to start and a new show Brad and I want to put on the air. And I'm going over revenue streams and how much money's coming in from the store and what I can do to improve that, and just stressing and thinking about interns and possible extra help, better ways to do my calendar, and, you know, stressing out about what I do. And suddenly, I pass by a building, and I see at the top of it a big logo that reads Atmos Energy, ATMOS, Atmos Energy. And a chill runs up my spine because that's where I used to work. There was a year of my life when I was unemployed. I had been going from kind of tech support job to tech support job. This was, I would say, somewhere between 94 and 96. Is when I was doing all my tech support job stuff. And right around 98... No, that's when PvP started. Anyway, right around that time, I lost my job and I was unemployed for a year. And I was being sent out to all these contract jobs doing tech support. And I worked for Atmos Energy. And I sat at the bottom of this giant building that I just passed and was promised training for almost three months, never got it, thrown on phone support to support these mainframe computers for these guys in the field. And I faked my way through this job where butterflies in my stomach to the point where I thought I'd have to get up and leave to the bathroom to stop myself from throwing up from being nervous, because I just did not want to go home to my new wife and tell her again that I had been moved off of my contract to a new thing and I'm gonna have to look for work again. And just seeing the logo sent such a chill up my spine that it was like waking up from a bad dream when I realized that I don't mind so much stressing out about interns and revenue streams and new projects. And if this is the life, if this is the kind of stress I had to deal with now, That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll take it. Because let's never, ever return to the days of Atmos Energy. God bless you. Traffic sucks.